Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 28th day of Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Shlosh Asar, Mishnah Yud. Pikachas v'chareshes. What happens if a person was married to a normal woman and to a deaf and mute woman? Deaf and mute woman being a kiddushin only mirabana. The pikachas was a proper marriage. That's his fully fledged wife. And then he dies without any children. Bo Yavam ala Pikachas. Came the brother-in-law, and he did Bia. He lived with the Pikachas. He performed an act of Yibum with the normal woman, the normal wife, which is a proper Bia and a proper Kinyan, proper acquisition. V'chazaro ba ala Chareshes. And then he went and he lived with the deaf and mute wife, which he shouldn't have done. Because you can only marry one, you can only live and marry with one of the Yavams, one of the widows, that's all. Or maybe he didn't, but maybe his brother lived with the Choreshes, with the wife that was deaf and mute. Either way, says the Mishnah, Le posal es epikachas, that will not disqualify, it will not ruin or spoil the marriage, the Yibum that he has done with the normal wife, because that was a proper 100% Kinyan with his Bia. And the Bia that he did afterwards, when he lived with the Horatius, with the deaf-mute woman, that's nothing more than just it's an act of prostitution. That's all. The Rambam writes, however, that the Horatius does need a get. Bo Yavam ala Horatius. Now, what happens if it was the reverse order? The brother-in-law came, and he lived with the Horatius, with the deaf-mute wife first. And then he went and lived with the normal wife, or his brother came and lived with the normal wife. Well, here it's more complicated. Here we say that the kinyan of the Horatius, the acquisition that he made by living with the deaf-mute wife, is not a full kinyan. It's not a proper acquisition, because you can't make a proper acquisition on a woman who is a deaf-mute. Whereas the kinyan, the act of living with the pikachas, with the normal wife, is a proper kinyan. And that posal es achareshes, that will actually disturb, it'll spoil the relationship, the yibum that the yavam had done with the achareshes, with the deaf-mute. And the Rambam writes that in such a case, what would happen is the achareshes would require a get. A get, that's all, just a get, because the bia was at least kosher, and therefore it will be sufficient to have a get. Whereas what will happen with the pikachas, the normal wife, she will need both a get to remove the kiddushin, but also a chalitza. She needs a chalitza because the zika that there is has not been taken away by the act of living with the Horatius, by the first wife. Mishnah Yudalf. Gedolo Ktano. Similar case, but not exactly similar to the previous mission. A man was married to an adult wife and to a minor wife, to a girl under bas mitzvah. And then he died without children. Bo Yavam ala Gdola came along the Yavam, the brother-in-law, the surviving brother, and he did Yibum to the adult wife, the adult widow. V'chazer ala Ktana, and then, shouldn't have done this, but then he did Yibum to the younger wife as well, to the Ktana. Or Shabachiv ala Ktana, or his brother lived with the Ktana. Loi pasal es Gdola. That does not disqualify the relationship with the Gedola that he had, the Yibum that he did with the oldest wife. He can stay with the older wife. He can stay with her. He was koina her with 100% with his bia, with living with her, and that cannot be disturbed by the Ketana. The Ketana's bia that he did, that's only it's seen as a bias nos. It's seen as an act of prostitution, nothing more than that. But Boyova Malaktana, if the brother-in-law first lived with the Ketana, with the minor wife, then v'chazer uval agdola. Then he went and lived and did yibum with the gdola, with the adult wife. Oishabach agdola, or his brother did. Posal es agdana. That will disqualify the relationship that he had with the ktana. Why? Because it's a sophic, it's a doubt whether a marriage with the ktana, whether he can make a proper acquisition or not. And therefore, because of that, they become both also, they become both prohibited to him. He can't have any. He can't have the Gdola or the Ketana. The Ketana he can't have, because he's disqualified or disturbed it with the act of living with the Gdola. The Gdola he can't have Yibum because of the fact that he's with the Ktana. So basically both of them become prohibited to him. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Malabnin Saktana Shetmoin Bay. He says no. He says we have a solution. What we can do is we will tell the Ktana, the younger wife, to do Miyun to him. We'll say that she should refuse the Ovum. By doing this, by making a refusal, it's considered as if she was never married to the Ovum. And by doing that, he can then do the mitzvah properly of Yibum with the Gdola, with the adult wife.